it's gonna happen and say, you know, God bless you, and not only say that, they're gonna do a little something to help him to go. And I love that about Ross.
I actually want to sort of backtrack as sort of coming back around to this, because from some of the things that have come up too, and thinking about the changes in Roswell, we're also sort of interested in the integration of Roswell, and we've talked a little bit about this with the schools, because the schools were segregated and you had to walk to school, and I think we've talked to some people who said the white kids in town were bused to school if they were too far out, and they got to go to school in town. And at one point there was a school that was called, I guess, the colored school or something like that. No one can quite remember the name of the school, where if you were black you could go to in town, but if you were far out you still had to walk to. And then I guess at some point that
well was now I can remember walking to school some. Mm-hmm.
Before you had a school bus?
Yeah
to a school in town.
Yeah, right down the street here.
Okay.
It's a church, and I think they turned that school into, I believe, a house. Yeah, but the church is still sitting there.
So before they had a school bus, you just walked every day?
Yeah.
Did they get the school bus while you were in school still? Or after you got out of school, do you remember?
I believe it was after I got out.
But the white kids still had a school bus.
Oh, they always had one. From the beginning. Yeah.
What did you think about the education that the black schools provided compared to the education the black schools provided before integration compared to the education that blacks got after integration? Do you think there was some improvement, or was about the same, or what do you think about?
Well, before I think the integration now, the education weren't the same. But after then, you know, things started improving. And you could go to the first school in Roswell, I think, went to, was it Keaton? And you remember, baby, wasn't it back to seventh or eighth grade? Yeah. But later on, see, it improved. And when the children's finished the, I'm going to say seventh grade, they went to Alpharetta to school. Mm-hmm. The buses carried. And they went a little high. When they leave Alpharetta High School, they went to Washington High in Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What was it like, though, at that transition point? Wait, that day?
Oh. Let me stop you for a second, because you got me confused. Uh-huh. Are you referring to my mother's childhood or my childhood?
Well, I'm asking her. She's to reflect on what she thought the kind of education you were getting.
Okay.
Because she wouldn't have been in school.
She's right then. She's right. Because when you asked that question, I was sitting there wondering to myself, which road do you want to go down here? That's why. She's on the right road.
I was just,
she's doing fine. You're doing fine.
Okay.
You're fine. I just want to make sure, because that's really me.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. No, I'm fine.
I'm going to come back to you about that question. No, you're in the interview.
You're
now.
Right now. Yeah.
Hurry back.
What was that like for you that day when that first day then, when you know your children are getting ready to be able to go to school in an integrated context, and you know, things must have been pretty tense.
Were you scared to send them off that day?
Because you know some people don't want this to happen, and some people do. So.
Well, I don't think I was too nervous over it, you know. Mm-hmm. But